Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I think that the opportunity here is to maybe experience AI a little bit, whether it's understanding that there's a good possibility that Tristan Casas basically put this through AI and that's what came out. Or if we said to AI, what did Tristan Casas mean by this? And it'll give us some sort of answer. Because the human brain can't get around what he wrote here. I mean, my guess is that this whole idea of signing Pete Alonso and not even mentioning Tristan Casas in off-season sort of situations, maybe that was it. Don't count me out. But that was a very convoluted don't count me out Instagram post.
Yeah, it was.
My human mind is telling me to do something.
I told you Brad Foe would be able to translate that. Yeah, I think he nailed it. Convoluted don't count me out.
And?
But I think everybody's counting him out. Nobody really wants that guy.
And he's in his feelings a little bit.
Sure.
That the Red Sox might be signing Pete Alonso.
I hope they sign Pete
Alonso. I like that angle to it. And I'll be honest, our social media, I don't know if that was Brian, our social media played that up a little bit more than Rob said in that answer. But, yeah, is Casas in his feelings? Clearly.
Yeah.
Is he in his feelings because...
He gone!
Not only he gone, he know who the Red Sox are signing.
No, I don't think he knows who they're signing. I don't. I think it's more everybody is counting him out. Everybody. I think it's more of a response to that. I think nobody even includes him in like the 2025 Reds or 2026 Red Sox. So whatever your best case scenario is, right? Everybody's got one. I got this guy at first base. I got this guy at DH. They're going to make this signing, make this trade. I haven't seen a single like wish list projected lineup that has Tristan Casas in it.
No.
And I'm sure he's aware of that.
Do you even want him on the opening day? If he's here and he's not traded, do you want him on the opening day roster? Or do you
want
him?
Need him no.
You want him in Worcester?
No, I don't need him. Yeah, I guess you'd want him hitting in Worcester and see if he can turn things around. Like the only reason I would keep him,
I wouldn't have him on the big league roster because if he's not starting, what's he doing?
No,
and
useless.
I don't want him starting at first. I'd have him in Worcester.
Yeah, I'd probably put him in Worcester, and I just think because his trade value is so incredibly low, they're like, what are you going to get for him? Unless it's one of these big time trades, and he is part of that deal, and a team's like, we'll take the potential upside. Include him, and then you're like, oh, no, we really can't part with him, but okay, here you
Fine.
Go. You can have him.
He might hit 40 homers.
But, yeah, I'd be really disappointed if they didn't acquire a first baseman better than him and more somebody you can count on more so than him.
So that was Rob Bradford yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. It's hour number two of Jones and Keefe. I see Jackson is here. He's ready for the Jackson 5 coming up about
right.
A half an hour from now.
Yes.
Although I don't know if he has to meet with our legal team before we get that going.
Oh, that's true.
We also will go on the clock at high noon 1 hour from now. Keefe will make his foolish case against cloning.
It's the only case.
I will make the case for. So stay tuned for it. Just know Tom Brady's on my side. I stand with Tom Brady.
Yeah, you can have him.
You're apparently not a Brady guy.
I'm with everybody else.
I think you're not Tom Brady.
No.
In this argument.
I am fine with that.
Okay. 617-779-7937. I hope what Brad Foe mentioned there is Casas is in his feelings because he knows they're about to sign Pete Alonso. They're about to sign Schwarber, which isn't a perfect one-for-one fit, DH more so than first base, but work with me on it. I hope it's that. I hope he knows he's getting phased out, not just that he feels he's being left out or he's worried about getting traded or he's just a weirdo in general and posting his feelings online.
Yeah.
I hope it's because he knows what shoe is about to drop, and that's a sign the Red Sox are doing something this offseason. But
That'd be good.
I admittedly,
no.
I would tell you that's wishful thinking.
I think it is, because I also don't think like he would even know, and he would probably, you know, hear some of the rumors and things like that. But I don't
think
he would know.
His agent might know. If his agent is
I guess depending on who he represents.
His agent is like, hey, the Red Sox are shopping you, and where would you like to go? And you might be going here, and you might be going there. And he's like, well, why the hell are they trading me? And he's like, well, they might sign somebody big. Like, I think there's a way he could figure out through back channels.
Oh.
Breslow wouldn't sit him down and tell him, but there's a way he could find out through back channels. Never mind, right, if he's represented by the same agent who represents another player and knows what dominoes are going to fall. So I wouldn't rule that out at all.
Okay. All right. So that would be pretty positive for me. I would take that. Yeah, he's just a guy that I know there's a lot of potential upside there. I mean, Craig Breslow, not that long ago, said 40-110. He's like a 40 home run guy, 110 RBI guy.
I would play that clip on a loop for whoever I'm trading him to.
Be like, you guys, you got to remember, he hit 24 home runs in 2023. And then since then, he's hit a total of 16 because he's never available. You know, we talk about Christian Gonzalez having the hamstring injury that kept him out for 2 months. Tristan Casas had a rib injury that kept him out for like 6 months.
I mean, a year. Yeah.
Maybe even a year. Maybe still dealing with it for all we know. So part of it, maybe the guy does have buzzard's luck when it comes to injuries, but at the same time, you cannot rely on him at all. And so I think that'd be foolish. Like, if you went into next season with him at first base, then I think you're just asking for trouble. You're asking for 2 months into the season being like, well, can Roman Gonzalez play over there, or can Nick Sogard play over there? Like, don't even make that a possibility. Just get somebody better than him right off the rip.
So I hope they're thinking big at that position. And listening to Bradfoe, I hope Cassis is posting it in his feelings.
Sure.
Is evidence of them thinking big at the position. 617-779-7937. You want to talk Red Sox, you can. Meanwhile, Tim Healy of the Boston Globe was on the MLB Network, Intentional Talk, one of their shows, with A.J. Pierzynski, whatever one that is.
Okay.
And he's on there talking about the Red Sox outfield, the glut they have in the outfield, and who could be going, who could be staying. I thought this was interesting.
I think a trade of an outfielder is very likely. And if you look at the outfielders the Red Sox have, Jarren Duran kind of feels like the odd man out more than the other guys. And it will depend on once the Red Sox start talking to other teams, who teams like and what they're willing to give up. And that will shape a lot of this, because the Red Sox like Jarren Duran, and they'd be happy to keep Jarren Duran if they can make the roster and the outfield work. So if some team wants to blow them out of the water for Willier or Abreu, sure, Roman Anthony can go play right field. But if somebody wants Jarren Duran, then Roman Anthony will play left. The wild card here is Rafaela, who is amazing at center field, really streaky at the plate. So I don't think they'll trade Rafaela, because as an elite defender alone, his contract is really team friendly. So, you know, I think they'll keep Rafaela. I can't completely rule out that he's the one traded, but, you know, with going with Roman Anthony, Sedan Rafaela, and then one of Duran and Abreu, that's a pretty good outfield.
So I think it's interesting that Tim Healy, and that was on foul territory, by the way.
Foul territory.
Correct, with A.J. Pierzynski.
All right.
I think it's interesting he kind of ran through all the names. Like, Roman Anthony's not going anywhere.
He's the one basically untradeable guy.
But he's like, Duran, sure. Abreu in the right deal, yeah. Rafaela, I don't think so, but somebody blows him away, yeah. And I found that to be interesting. Like, they have an opportunity to shop any of those three guys around. And as much as Duran would be the one I would move first, if you're telling me Rafaela or Abreu is getting me a better pitcher in return, I'd do that.
Well, 100%. I think it's similar, like, when we talk about some of the guys in the minor league system, or if you gave a team a choice, you're like, hey, you can have Peyton Tolley or Connolly Early, right? Like, you give them that choice, you're keeping one of them gets dealt away and could be like the centerpiece of a trade. Same thing here. Jarren Duran's name has been brought up the most, like, throughout the season, even at the deadline. It was like, Jarren Duran, part of it is his contract. He's older than those other guys. He's also, you know, 2 years ago, he's like one of the best players in the league. Last year, he's kind of incredibly average. So I don't know how they project Duran going forward, but it was almost like a done deal. He'd be the obvious one to go. But if you're talking, let's go like pie in the sky, Tarek Skubal in Detroit, and they're like, we don't want Duran, but we do want Rafaela.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, that, see you later.
No, that, like, level of deal. But I'm saying, like, even if it gets you a better pitcher, you know.
Joe Ryan, you want to go back to that one?
Yeah, not even that significant. You know, if it's just, we could trade Duran, but the market is lukewarm and it gets him out of here. And I think a lot of fans are just done with him and want to move on. And we both, even I, who had been pretty pro Jaren Duran throughout.
Right.
We were both pro him at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I was very pro Duran. Look at the Netflix special.
It's true. He was so bad to finish the year and so much worse in the Yankees series that even I was like, okay, I'm done.
He's like, if he's not even your leadoff hitter anymore.
But I guess I'm not really done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If I'm like, well, if I can get more for Abreu or more for Rafaela, I'd move those guys. You would move Rafaela?
Yeah.
So me too. I just think if there's a significant difference in your return, and I'd order them that way. Duran first, Abreu second, Rafaela last. And Rafaela just won a gold glove. Abreu's won back-to-back gloves. Like, those guys are great defensively.
Mm-hmm.
But I would move whatever I get the best return for. I'm not sure all fans agree, and I'd be curious to hear from them on that. I think a lot of people are just done with Duran.
Yeah.
Take whatever you can get, and your outfield is Anthony, Rafaela, Abreu. I think that's where a lot of fans are at. I'd shop those other guys around, too, and see what I could get.
I definitely would. And maybe like where we would differ is like just how low down the starting pitcher ranks would you go and include Rafaela. Like, I might only include him in like a few, but I would trade him.
Like you said, if it gets you Scooble, it gets you Ryan.
Yeah.
You're doing that.
Yeah. Even Ryan, I guess maybe I'd have pause, but I guess if you do throw Rafaela in, then you have to give up less, right? Like, maybe you're not talking about any kind of, like, you know, Peyton Tolley type of thing. But I feel like on the team, really only Roman Anthony and Garrett Crochet are untradeable. Like, every other player on the roster, including the minor league system, should be up for trade talk. And the outfield definitely could square itself away in a variety of ways. I think Roman Anthony probably ideally would be a left fielder, though. So maybe that kind of clears that. And so maybe another reason to include Duran. That might be your best defensive outfield that you can have. There's a chance. I know Rafael is very streaky, but it could also be your best hitting outfield that you could have. But if you're not really getting much in return, I'm not just dumping Jaren Duran for $7.7 million for some, like, nothing trade.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. I fear the Red Sox might do that.
I know.
To save themselves a few bucks.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Rather Be Golfing in the Twitch chat says, guys, I tried to tell you to trade him, Duran, before the season at his peak. So meaning going into last year off an all-star season. That's fine. I just think the inverse of that take would be you wouldn't want to trade him now because he might be valueless compared to where he was at. So do you strike while the iron's hot with Rafaela or with Abreu, trade them while they're at their peak, hold on to Duran, let him recoup some trade value, and then see where that goes. If he's good for you, he's good for you. That's great.
Yeah.
If he's good for you, he's also a better trade chip. And so selling low on Duran really would be the opposite of what you were saying a year ago.
Yeah, true. I mean, you're not selling low like Tristan Casas low.
No.
It's not like he hasn't played. He just wasn't nearly as good as he was a year ago. Do you think either of those guys are on the big league roster? Those guys
Casas
being
Duran
and Casas on opening day.
That's not what that's not what I think.
Yeah, I don't think they're here either.
But
they're both gone.
Who's the more likely of the two
to be here? Casas.
Duran.
Casas.
I'm going to go with Duran based on what Tim Healy said.
Just because
if they traded Abreu or Rafaela instead,
but
Duran has a better way of getting here.
But what do you think is more likely, Duran being traded or them signing Pete Alonso?
I think they're both pretty likely.
Oh, you think Pete Alonso's likely?
I think Alonso's in play, yes.
Oh, he should be. See, this is last year all over again.
I know, but
Juan Soto. Are they in on Juan Soto?
But
no,
Alonso's
not.
Alonso's way closer to Bregman than Juan Soto.
He is.
And they signed Bregman. So to say they don't sign people is just not right.
But couldn't the Mets throw a ton of money at him and then they're like, we don't want to match that?
They could. They didn't a year ago.
They signed Bregman to a 1-year deal. Alonso's getting more than a 1-year
deal. Alonso signed a 1-year deal last year.
Yeah, but that was so he could cash in now.
That's what Bregman did. They did the exact, they're the same.
Yeah, but I guess I just don't have a lot of faith that they're definitely going to get Alonso because I think they're going to try to sign Bregman and then they're going to be like, look, we got Alex Bregman. And we're like, wow, you had him. And then they're going to maybe get a pitcher.
I wouldn't say definite, but Alonso's the kind of player they can sign. If there was another Juan Soto, not happening.
Well, no.
You know?
But, like, Schwarber should be legitimate. Alonso should be legitimate. I just think it's more likely that they try to free up an outfield spot and get something for Duran.
Even if they don't sign Alonso, we can debate how likely it is. Even if they don't sign Alonso, I don't think Cassis is back. Even if they need a first baseman, they'll find something else. Cassis won't be on the team,
yeah.
I don't think.
But it's also going to be like, you trade him for like a player to be named later, it's going to be a tough... As much as everybody's down on him, it's like if you're just cutting him essentially, because I can't imagine the return is all that significant. I think what you have to do is you have to hide him in a
bigger
deal.
100%.
Because you're like, see, it helped us get player X. It helped. We wouldn't have gotten this guy if it wasn't
you
for
might
him.
Be getting Joe Ryan either way, whether he's in it or not, but just tuck him into that deal.
Like, that's how we got him.
We had to do it. Yeah. And at least in case he goes and hits 35 home runs on a last place team somewhere.
He got it done.
You save a little face. That would be smart of them. Not very smart as Cam Schlittler. You see this, Keith?
Oh my God, I don't like this guy. Not a fan. I know he throws gas, so congratulations to him. But he's obnoxious.
Well, he did this to himself. Like
anytime you go to like the notes app and you write this really long like sad sack thing on like Twitter and Instagram. First off, I'm not gonna read it.
I read it.
Okay,
but
can
I
you sum it up to
I
us?
Get you not Sick reading.
Brag, bro.
I'm the man.
Thank you. I'm a reader. Yeah. Not books.
I'm a reader.
Not books. I mean, I could tell
long
you last
time.
Yeah, I could tell you last time. But like a notes app tweet, I'll read that.
280 characters, I can read it.
Yeah. I'm not going to read a book.
No, but this is like...
I'm not going to read a long... Like, I don't read The Ringer. No. I'm not reading like thousands of words at a time, but a long tweet
stuff
read.
In there.
Yeah, I'm a good reader.
Good Severance episode breakdowns?
Well, I do read those.
That's probably the last thing I have read.
Yeah. But no, Cam Schlittler, and when I say he did this to himself, people shouldn't, and I don't know if this is happening or not, he claims this is happening, people shouldn't be like berating his family and sending horrible DMs to his family.
Yeah, some of this stuff should be obvious, but I guess.
I really haven't even seen that. I've just seen people being like, hey, you guys aren't from Boston, stuff
You're not
like
from
that.
Boston.
You're not Red Sox fans anymore, according to your kid. Like, that's what I've seen. Maybe I've missed worse stuff. If there's worse stuff, duh.
Yeah.
Obviously, people shouldn't be doing that. But when I say he brought this on himself, him turning his back on Boston, the video of him saying, F Boston.
Yeah, you're the man.
Saying his whole family gave up being Red Sox fans.
Yeah.
Claiming to be from downtown when he's from Walpole.
Yeah, I think so.
The made-up story about how the team in Braintree was like talking about his high school girlfriend.
You put him in their place.
Which is really just a sick brag about his high school girlfriend.
You should see her, though.
He did all.
She's in Canada now.
She doesn't go here.
She's so hot.
She's not American. She is a super hot Canadian.
You know the lady that Bob Ryan responded to? It's her daughter.
But like, he's just a chronic liar. So when I say he did it to himself, any horrible messages to his family and even
knock
him,
it off.
That shouldn't be happening. But the blowback on like some of his lies, he did that to himself.
Yeah, no.
He said, Keith, I love the city of New York because there's no organization or fan base I'd rather be a part of.
Okay.
I feed off those high and demanding expectations. It's something I learned growing up around the Boston area. At least he's changed that.
Oh, I appreciate that.
He grew up around the Boston area, not in downtown Boston. Yeah. Walpole we're even getting loose with the Boston area, but whatever, I'll take it.
I mean, many towns in New Hampshire are closer to Boston, but go ahead.
There's that blue-collar mentality back home where success only comes through hard work and dedication.
No doubt.
That's the Boston mindset. Boston area mindset.
Right.
Growing up in a proud city surrounded by championships. Again, he's back to in the city.
I don't even know if it's a city.
I feel that same sense of pride here in New York and am eager to deliver the results for fans who put their faith in this team. Again, this is Yankee starter Cam Schlittler, who's had one good start in his life against the Red Sox in the playoffs.
I don't think this guy needs to say anything.
Anyone? Right. Well, that's the other thing.
What are you doing?
Why did he all of a sudden decide to do this? It's so far in the rearview mirror.
I don't know.
Anyways, he continues, anyone who knows me knows how highly I speak of Boston and how much I love the city.
First of all, we've read a lot of apologies over the years because there was a time where everybody was getting canceled for all these different reasons. I think one thing, if I was a PR person to stay away from, is the line, if people who know me.
If you know my character.
It's like you're talking to a lot of people who don't know you.
Right.
So, and you're not, and these people aren't speaking for you. You're speaking for yourself right
Anyone
now.
Anyone who knows me knows how highly I speak of Boston, how much I love the city. There's a viral video of him saying F Boston. Mm-hmm. You don't care about that, but that just doesn't sound like you think highly of the city.
Yeah.
I knew how I'd be received starting that game, but I didn't expect people from the area where I grew up to attack my family. Again, I don't know.
Maybe
they
did.
He knows better than me. Maybe they are. That's not what I've seen on social, but maybe that's happening. If it is, it shouldn't be.
How could you be surprised by it?
Criticism is something I've always handled well.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that way.
No.
And that stuff doesn't bother me. Seems like it does.
Mm-hmm.
It just caught me off guard.
Sure.
I know I've been vocal since that start.
Yeah.
But I truly respect Boston and the organization. A rivalry is a rivalry. My loyalty is with New York for as long as I'm here. New York and Boston are both part of who I am, and I'm fortunate to continue growing as a player connected to two great cities.
Too, way too much. You did way too much. Nobody needs that.
He also apparently didn't screenshot it properly. I'm not aware of this.
Okay.
But I guess the little icon in the bottom right-hand corner is from ChatGPT.
That's what I've seen.
So he didn't even write it?
So he didn't even write it. He tossed it. He tossed it into AI.
A loser.
AI spit out this crummy response. Even AI is like, dude, you're lying about being from Boston. You're from the Boston area. Even ChatGPT is like, you liar. We're altering this for you.
Yeah.
But he apparently didn't screenshot it properly or copy and paste it. He just screenshotted it right from ChatGPT, and everybody could tell it was written in ChatGPT because of the little icon.
Maybe just, you know, stop talking about Boston, New York for a little bit. Maybe just live your life. You don't. I don't think you need to get into this anymore. Unnecessary. Yeah, and how long ago was this even?
I don't know.
It was like weeks. It was a month ago.
What forced him to do this? I don't know. Is it the blowback from the recent F Boston video? Like, is it that?
Or maybe Lucy told him to do it after he was DMing her the whole time.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. So anyway, that's Cam Schlittler, local hero. Well, former local hero.
Yikes.
All of his family hates the Red Sox now, according to him.
They all turned.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the Celtics later on this hour. Billy Lanny with the latest in trending. And coming up next, we're all very excited. It is the Jackson 5 with Jackson next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.